Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyanam Juna Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrestham Manamapishat Chiputra Matra Sarupam Rupam Taz Yagujam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madalasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tam Natosmi Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarne. I've been asked to speak on the importance of Vyasa Puja, why we should glorify Srila Prabhupada. Any suggestions? Why we should do this? To mitigate our own debt. That's one idea.
Because we want to increase our feelings.
We want to increase our feelings
of love.
For the spiritual master. Any other suggestions?
Our gratitude for opening our eyes.
For our gratitude because the spiritual master has opened our eyes.
To understand the importance of the relationship between the gurus and the disciples.
To understand the importance of the relationship between the gurus
and the disciple.
And the disciple.
Following
the instructions, yeah. Krishna will become pleased. Actually, there are unlimited reasons why we should praise Srila Prabhupada. This festival is called Vyasa Puja. We're glorifying Srila Prabhupada as the representative of Vyasa. Now, several very good reasons were offered as to why we should glorify Srila Prabhupada. But specifically this ceremony is called Vyasa Puja because he represents Vyasa. Someone told me the other day, another hand on the mouse character. Were you here when he said, okay, please go and wash your hand. And if you want to know why, because you have your hand on your mouth, if you want to know more about it, please ask here. There's so many things. This is all coming from Vyasa, actually. It's all in Shastra. One shouldn't place the hand on the mouth unless you're eating.
Or playing with toes.
Eyes, nose,
toes,
backside. Genitals, yeah, all these things. If touched, should be washed. So the root or the core reason that we glorify the spiritual master is because he is the representative of Vyasa. So you may say, well, that's not very, it's not so inspiring. I think the thing about loving feelings, that's more important. But the loving feelings are based on the fact that he has given us the knowledge which Vyasa gives. He's a bona fide representative of Vyasadeva. Who is Vyasadeva? He is that person who has presented the Vedic literature in this Kali Yuga so that we can understand it. And as Jagannath Mahaprabhu pointed out, the books may be there, but we still require a person to make that available to us in every generation. That is required. Srila Prabhupada was that person who brought the message of Vyasa. which is the message of Krishna, especially to the Western countries. Now, just a few days ago, one uninitiated devotee said to me that he's not getting initiated because all the devotees tell him that the main thing is he has to have feelings for the spiritual master. And he hasn't had such feelings, but this is cart before the horse philosophy. Do you know this saying, cart before the horse? It would be obvious what it means if we lived in the pre-industrial civilization. The horse drags the cart. If you want the cart to move, you have to put it behind the horse, not in front of it. So the feelings come. Why do the feelings come? Because, as Mataji said, Agyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurin militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. He opens our eyes with the torchlight of our darkened eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. So that knowledge means the Vedic knowledge, which is given by Vyas, and the feeling for the Guru comes because we appreciate what he has given us, the knowledge by which we can come out of ignorance and come to Krishna. If we put the idea of the feelings first, then it'll simply be, it can only be on a mundane sentimental platform. If you say the feeling is the most important, then we don't have it. Why should you have feeling? Well, he smiles nicely, sings nicely. We hear such things. I've heard from various people. I decided he'd become my spiritual master when he smiled at me. Well, I didn't find any such thing in Shastra like this. We do find Shabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanyu Pashamashram. These are the two basic qualities that one should look for if one is to approach a spiritual master. People say, I decided he would be my spiritual master. I chose him as my guru. But it's not like that. It's supposed to be that you approach humbly and request to be accepted as a disciple. Not, Sadhuji, out of my causeless mercy, I've chosen you as my guru. It's again, round, back to front, upside down, inside out approach. So, Diksha, should come first. One should hear. One has to hear. That is always recommended in Shastra. One should hear what are the teachings. And when one, this I should go back. Shabde Parecha Nishnatam. The symptoms of a guru that we should try to see is that he is immersed in Vedic knowledge and has fully taken shelter of Krishna by the parampara system. And he may smile at you also. Or, if you're more fortunate, he'll chastise you. And instruct. Actually, if we say Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned one anecdote when his spiritual master chastised him. I don't remember, actually two. But I don't remember Srila Prabhupada ever mentioning that his spiritual master smiled at him. But mostly people, they want to be cheated. They want someone who will simply smile at them and give a blessing for their own concocted idea of spiritual life. But to accept a guru means to accept instruction in Shastra, including things like not putting your hands in your mouth, or even on your mouth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anarpata chiring chirad karuna avatirna kalo samapyata munatad jvala rasa svabhakti shriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give the highest gift, which is unimaginable even to so many great Vedic scholars, the gift of unatajvala rasa, the highest rasa of spirit, of the gopis, of Vrindavan. But we also find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving instruction to Sanatana Goswami on how a Vaishnav should live his life, including things like cleaning his teeth. So it's a practical process. And As I mentioned a little earlier, Srila Prabhupada also gave instructions, don't put your hand in your mouth, and many other things, many such things. We have to begin somewhere. So all these instructions are in Shastra. And we glorify the spiritual master because he has given us the knowledge that Vyasa gave without any personal interpretation. He gives the knowledge as it is, and therefore he is considered just exactly the representative of Vyasa. There's also said the Vyasa san means that especially when sitting there, one should speak only. If one has taken the position of guru, but he does not speak the message of Shastra exactly as it is, then he's not Vyasa. He's some plastic imitation, that's all. Yeah, plastic is really low class. Looks may look good, just like we have plastic flowers, but they're not real flowers. They don't have any smell. Plastic is very low class. They're paper. It's a little better than plastic. Real flowers have smell. But nowadays, the real flowers don't have smell.
It's
Kali Yuga. It's just so miserable in the name of progress. And we learned all this from Srila Prabhupada. Years before, all this green movement and all this, Prabhupada was saying these things. So he is the present-day representative of Vyasa because he puts in to perspective the teachings of Vyasa. Vyasa didn't talk about ecology, and not at least not in specifically in those terms. But Srila Prabhupada exactly put the teachings of Vyasa in the terms expanding on what Vyasa, or explaining on what Vyasa said. Because Vyasadeva also we find in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam, and actually in many places throughout Shastra, there is a description of the symptoms of Kali Yuga, and Srila Prabhupada completely identified those symptoms and applied it to modern life. Expert teacher. But as he often said, I am not giving anything new. I'm simply repeating what my spiritual master gave. And his spiritual master is repeating what his spiritual master gave. And it goes all the way up to Krishna. So, but through Vyasa gives the same knowledge that Krishna gave to Brahma at the beginning of creation. Vyasa gives that. So appreciation of the spiritual master may be in the way he smiles, that may be there also. But that is not the way he tells jokes or stories, although generally we find Srila Prabhupada, he didn't emphasize on telling jokes and stories because it's a very serious matter. He would tell anecdotes, he would tell jokes to illuminate philosophical points so that we can understand more deeply the teachings of Vyasadeva. So we appreciate Srila Prabhupada for this. I'm seeing that this festival is celebrated as Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. We always used to call it Vyasa Puja. There are so many who appear, so many great Vaishnavas appear. But particularly this festival is called Vyasa Puja because Srila Prabhupada is the representative of Vyasadeva for the modern age. There are many great Vaishnavas. I've put together a biography in English of Vanshidas Babaji. But he didn't act as Vyasa. He didn't act as a teacher, as an acharya. Srila Prabhupada, he was a preacher of Krishna consciousness par excellence. What he did, na bhuto na bhavishyati. Never in the past anyone did it, and never in the future will anyone do that. He's unique. He is the representative of Vyasa, the person who fulfilled the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Krishna consciousness will go throughout the world. There are millions of reasons to glorify Srila Prabhupada, because what he gave Krishna, who is unlimited. So we can also glorify Srila Prabhupada in unlimited ways, but this is the this is the core point, that he gave the knowledge which frees us from illusion exactly in the system of parampara. Very straightforward. Srila Prabhupada, although he made many concessions for the Western world, but in otherwise he was very traditional. He was established. What is the traditional process of giving Krishna consciousness? Shravan, kirtan. He spoke about Krishna and had people sit down and listen formally. He spoke exactly from Shastra. Even in the earliest days of his mission in the West, in New York City, he would quote Shastra, the Sanskrit verses, just to show that he is representing Vyasadeva and the Parampara. That it's not just something that it's his own philosophy. He would always emphasize, I'm simply repeating Guru Sadhu Shastra. The center is Shastra. So this is the central meaning of why we call this Vyasa Puja. As I say, we have great gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, but we should understand this understanding. This is this understanding of Guru Tattva. What is the category? What does it mean to be a guru? There are so many bogus ideas of what it means to be a guru. There are so many bogus people who present themselves as guru. So one of the things a guru does is to explain Guru Tattva. Because most people, they even in the matter of approaching a guru, they have to learn what it is to be a guru. Otherwise they don't. So Srila Prabhupada taught that he took the position of a guru as a teacher, and he explained what it means to be an actual guru. And how did he explain that? According to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. What are the symptoms of a bona fide guru? The most important symptom, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Shai Guru Hoy. Guru Tattva, the most important symptom is that one who knows about Krishna, Krishna Tattva, that means the philosophical delineation of who is Krishna, such a person is fit to be a Vaishnava. When John Lennon and Yoko Ono, who the older people here from the West may know their names, now, see, they were so famous. Now the young people, they hardly even know the names. Just see, name and fame in the material world. So they went to meet Srila Prabhupada. This is documented in, I believe that comes in that, not that Chant and Be Happy, but another book. So they asked Srila Prabhupada, I believe it was John Lennon, asked Srila Prabhupada a very good question. He said that, well, there are so many people claiming to be gurus and knowing the truth. How can we know the real one? Who's real? Very good question. And I suspect that he spoke this as a way to try to avoid surrendering to anyone. So you know, everyone's saying they're the truth. So it's a way of avoiding. But Srila Prabhupada replied that, well, anyone who is a guru, they have to speak according to Shastra. And Shastra, the whole culmination of all the, or the essence of all Shastra is in Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, and actually that's a fact, if you find any guru from the Vedic tradition, they'll all accept Bhagavad Gita. Yes, Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. And therein Krishna says, Manmana bhava madbhakto. Always think of me and become my devotee. So Srila Prabhupada said that the guru who teaches you always to think of Krishna and to become his devotee, he's a bona fide guru. And if they don't teach that, then they're not a bona fide guru. Simple, simple point. Guru Tattva. Simple point to understand. This is the essence of Guru Tattva. That he points you toward Krishna. If he points you somewhere else, then he's not a guru. This Shadkarma Viparno Shadkarma Nipano Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharadaha Avaishnava Guru Nasyad Vaishnava Svapacha Guruhu. This is quite an amazing statement for people who are in the bodily concept of life and thinking that one has to be born in a Brahmin family to be a guru, which is normal social convention. But this statement from Shastra says that even if one is born in a very high-class Brahmin family and is expert in all branches of Vedic knowledge, but he's not a Vaishnav, then he's not a guru, cannot be a guru. But if someone is born in a family of dog-eaters, there, and he knows Krishna, he's a Vaishnava, then he is a guru. So how is that? Because guru means who gives you knowledge, relieves from ignorance. So knowledge means to know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am his eternal servant. So who says that? He's a guru. Who doesn't say that? He may know so many mantras and tantras and yantras and build thousands of temples and have thousands of followers and speak thousands of shlokas and smile nicely and sing nicely. But if he's not a pure Vaishnava following the parampara exactly from Vyasadeva, then he's not qualified to be a guru. And one is guru to the extent that he knows and presents Krishna Tattva as it is, without changing, as it's received in parampara from Vyasadeva. So this ceremony is called Vyasa Puja. It has a very, it's not just some name, you have to give a name. Okay, let's call it Vyasa Puja. But it has a very deep import, which we should try to understand. As Srila Prabhupada, you may note, he continually gave this knowledge. Literally day and night, Srila Prabhupada spoke the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, whether just with one or two devotees or before an audience of 1,000 or more. And at night, he spoke to the whole world for generations to come, alone dictating the Bhaktivedanta purports. So Srila Prabhupada, he continually gave this knowledge. And in this way, he is the ideal guru. He's always giving knowledge, speaking the philosophy of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So this is the prime symptom of a representative of Vyas. He gives the knowledge that Vyas gave us, and not as just part of his teaching or part of his life, but clearly, directly, straightforwardly, all the time. That is a Vaishnava guru who is worthy to be recognized as the representative of Vyasadeva. So, Hare Krishna.